The following podcast is brought to you by RoyTheBoy.com, home of stuff not very good.
Welcome to my podcast. My name is Roy, and this could be the first of many, unless, of course, I get bored of it. Now, just to warn you, there will be a few naughty words during this podcast, and Nan, you don't have to worry, because I've nicked your iPod. Your fingers just quite simply aren't nimble enough to use it. I'm going to tell you why, exactly why, I lived in a shop for 24 hours a day for a week, including broadcasting the Roy Alloway Breakfast Show from a bed. Also, I want to tell you why your life is better than mine. That's because at 5 a.m, you don't work with Gary Phillips. I'm going to be chatting to him in a second. Firstly, though, here's a little snippet from the wind-up coming later.
So what's the difference between my money and some skinny old bird, then? Huh?
Gary, this is our first podcast, so I don't know about you, but I'm very excited.
I can see that.
Why am I sad?
Because you've got no friends, and now you're having to do this to get a friend.
I bet you're probably first at the queue.
Yeah, mate, I'll be first in the queue with a big gun.
But I didn't enter myself this competition. Someone else entered
me. Oh, here we go. I didn't really want to do it. Oh, no. Oh, thank you. You sound like Gwyneth Paltrow. Thank you for my Oscar. Shut up! Gwyneth, you fat old tart. Can I say fat old tart?
You can. She's okay. Not the fattest I've seen.
She's pretty fat, though.
So will you be texting, mate, the old...
No. In fact, I'm going to start out an alternative campaign.
Yeah.
Text...
Don't vote Roy.
Yeah, don't vote Roy. Text whoever else. Text everyone else. Just text randomly.
Yeah.
Except
what
Roy's
names?
Number.
Gary.
Yeah.
I bet you get more votes than me. That'd be a nightmare. You're not even in the competition.
That would be funny.
So we're going to try and get votes coming up in the show this morning. We've got loads of stuff. We've got an interview with McFly. We've got a celebrity endorsement from Tony Hadley.
Who?
And we've got the first of the wind-ups, not even been played on air yet. You're hearing them first on the podcast.
Tony Hadley?
Yeah.
So you're relying on someone who was famous 25 years ago?
The bloke's a legend.
Yeah, 25 years ago.
He's a legend now.
No, he's not.
He does. Every tour he goes on, he gets hammered.
Young people won't know who he is. Young people today...
I mentioned McFly!
They're old has-beens as well.
There's a man in your heart. Oops, I think I'm gonna fart. In his votes, you can make much higher than tomorrow. And if you really try, you can moonwalk to the sky. On his breakfast show, you'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow.
You really hurt me.
There are two ways to vote for him. If you care enough, get dialing, send a little text. Or you can call instead, vote for Roy. In the We Pay Popularity Stakes, because everyone is voting, the entire human race. There are people smiling because of what he does for a living. He makes the world a better place for you and for me and for Bubbles and for my pet iguana and forget it. I never liked him anyway. This song really does stink.
So part of my campaign to become Britain's most popular man was to live in a shop 24 hours a day for a week, doing the show live from a bed. And I bonded with my close protection. You can hear them singing our song, Living in a Shop, in a second. Firstly, though, every night had a theme. The second night, Tuesday, I spent the day sorting out some lowlife who had his hand in the charity bucket. But later on, it was a girls' night in. Now, I couldn't leave the shop, and there were loads of girls wanting to get in my hot tub. What we had to do was turn me into a girl. So they had to wax me. This was live on air.
Ready?
I found a way to tell Gary that I hate him. It's through a song. But not right now, because I'm living in a shop.
I'm living in a cinema shop. I'm living in a shop. Am I living in a Toys shop?
I'm living in a shop.
Roy Alloway, popular. I've met lampposts more popular than him. Anyway, text Roy to 63000. If you don't, he won't stop going on about it.
Right, time for that wind-up now. Now, I met this lady at a party just a week before this phone call was made. Took her quite a while to realise who I was. Then we'll have a little bit of McFly, and then we'll have part two of the wind-up.
Hello?
Yes, could I speak to Liz Alexandria, please?
This is me.
Hello, Liz. My name's Sebastian from Porsche, and when I say Porsche, I do not mean Porsche UK, I mean Porsche USA. Are you happy with what's going on?
Yes, I am.
That's good news. Now, Miss Liz, if I may call you
Elizabeth. Yes, you can.
Thank you very much. We have a responsibility here at Porsche, and we feel that it is our responsibility to match up the color of the car that you have chosen with the type of person that you are. You are after a red Porsche.
That's right.
We feel, Mrs. Alexandru, at this time, that whilst red does reflect your personality in that you are a passionate character, we do feel that a red Porsche is aimed at someone slightly younger than yourself at this time.
You think what?
We feel that a red Porsche is aimed at a slightly younger market at this time, and we would like to match you up with a car that matches you.
Brilliant, go on.
Do you have another colour in mind?
Black.
See, black is a very popular option, and we feel that black represents respect. Now, your husband, Miss Alexandru, could have a black Porsche, but I feel at this time we would not let him in a black Porsche because he is too fat. So we would give him a green Porsche.
Right.
We do not feel that you have earned the respect of a black Porsche. How about...
What do you mean you're too fat?
Mr. Alexandru, at this time, is carrying excessive weight, and we feel that he would not fit the profile of someone wearing a black Porsche. I'm from the United States of America, and we use the word fat. I don't know what you say in the UK over there.
Carry on.
Would you like a yellow Porsche?
No, definitely not.
That's good, because you need to be attractive to drive a yellow Porsche.
What are you saying? You're ever so cheeky.
I drive a yellow Porsche.
Well, I don't care what you drive, honey, but I think you're ever so cheeky, because you don't even know what I look like.
I have your profile, I have all your records right in front of me. We take buying a Porsche very serious.
You're right. So I think, honey, you've got to have a word with my husband. So what are you saying? I can't have a red Porsche?
Purple.
No, I'm not having the purple one.
Purple Porsche.
No.
It's got your name on it.
No, I don't care.
You can have it Thursday.
No, I don't want it Thursday.
Purple.
Because I'm moving the United States myself as from next Saturday, so...
You want a purple Porsche in the United States?
No.
Where do you want the purple Porsche?
I don't want a purple Porsche, I told you. This is a funny conversation, honey.
Are there any other colours you would consider at this time?
No, because I've always wanted a red Porsche, so I've never really looked at the colour chart.
You're too old.
You're a cheeky bugger. I'm not old.
Your profile does not match the profile of someone that would drive a red Porsche, I repeat, at this time. That might change.
Look, honey, I just don't understand. I don't know where you're coming from, sweetie, because, you know...
We also have written down here on your profile that last Friday you indulged in excessive amounts of alcohol. Is this true at this time?
I'm sorry, but this is taking the piss. I'm going to put the phone down on you, okay? Bye now.
I'm from the USA. Let's get her back on.
Right, here's those McFly boys now. Want some more of this stuff? Go to roytheboy.com.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Me and Tom are the ugly ones, and then we got these... Yeah.
Tom, hello, mate.
Hello, mate, how are you?
You know, you've got a bit of history with Busted, I'm fine, thank you. You've got a big history with Busted.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
Well, I auditioned for Busted like 2 years ago when they're first starting out.
And you were rubbish.
Yeah. So it was me or Charlie.
But you've written a lot of their songs.
Yeah, I co-written like on 8 songs in their album.
When you write together, how does that process work?
Well, it's just basically just sort of chill out and just...
Like last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Last night
we wrote like...
Trumped out
like
five songs
last night, so...
Five songs in a night?
Yeah. It's never happened before, don't worry.
Also,
last night was just sudden outbreak.
If we'd have stayed up all night, we could have written an album.
Yeah, we should have kept going. We can expect your 5th album out by the end of the year.
next week, mate.
Who has got the really high-pitched gay laugh at the end of the song, Five Colours in Her Hair?
It's Danny! It's Danny!
Where goes, did you hear my voice?
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny, you need to work on that, man. Is it true that you got the inspiration from Dougie for that because he had five colours in his pubes? Is that true?
Well,
Who told you that?
No, everything will come out, boys. You've got to know that. What about being labelled a boy band? Are you comfortable with that?
Only in the sense that, you know, we're a band and we're boys, but I mean, we do all play our instruments, you know.
We're actually like a band, so it's nice.
So you're all
a band.
Good musicians.
Yeah.
We are, but how? Harry's.
Harry's rubbish, is he?
No. Now, Harry, you love cricket. What's all that about? Because it is rubbish.
Do you not like it?
I want to be cool, so I can it's football, isn't it?
No, man.
Tom.
Yes.
I'm going to pitch a scenario to you.
Okay.
Now, you like Katie Holmes and you don't like bananas.
Yes.
What are you going to do, right? Katie Holmes is in front of you.
Right.
Semi-naked.
Right.
She's just peeled back.
Right.
A banana.
Right.
Quite a big one.
Right.
And she starts at one end and she says, Tom, go for it, I'll meet you in the middle. What are you going to do?
Do you know what? I would have to suffer the taste of a banana.
Dude, I'd eat a poo for Katie Holmes.
McFly, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Cheers, fellas. Right, that's it from me. Just to go now, part two of the wind-up phone call. There'll be another wind-up in the next podcast. Could be you. Right now, though, Ladies What Lunch is a programme on KLFM, lunchtime on a Friday at 1 o'clock. They tried to get Tony Hadley, ex-Spandau Ballet, to give me a little celebrity endorsement.
Now, Tony, our Roy from Breakfast is vying to become Britain's most popular man.
Yeah, I know Roy, but you know, the trouble is with him, he's just too obsessed with the 80s. I'll tell you what, I'm not voting for him.
Hello?
Yes, could I speak to Miss Liz Alexandru, please?
This is me again.
I've had a word with the board of directors, and we feel that we can offer you a red Porsche at this time with a purple stripe down the side.
You must be taking the piss, because I'll tell you what, honey, there is no way on this earth am I driving a bloody red Porsche with a purple bloody stripe down it.
How about the two stripes down the middle yellow?
No, forget it, I told you, if it ain't red, I don't want it. You can stick it where the sun don't shine, honey, I told you that.
You mean in Wisbeach?
What?
How about a black Porsche with yellow wheels?
Don't be stupid. Oh, guess what? Oh, yeah, it seems as though my old man's money ain't good enough then. You don't want £66,000, then you don't have to have £66,000. I'll take my money elsewhere. My custom elsewhere, I'll tell you now.
You're going to buy a red car from another company?
Yeah, because at least they don't call my old man fat and tell me I'm too old when you don't even know what I look like.
Yeah, but what I have to tell you, madam, is the profile for a red car is universal. If you drive a red Fiat Panda, you're going to be too old. And your husband, unless he loses a few pounds, unless he goes on Celebrity Fit Club, is going to be too big for a black car. Silver, he can drive a silver car, you can drive a purple car, you can have your silver and purple cars driving down the road together.
So what's the difference between my money and some skinny old bird then? Huh?
It is the profile and the name of Porsche that I am trying to protect.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
From America. I'm in the USA.
Yeah, well, bloody Porsche ain't even in the USA, darling.
Well, darling, it says here on this profile that last Friday you got excessively drunk. What happened last Friday?
Nothing, I went out.
Where did you go?
Oh, I went to that awards thing. Oh, come on, never you.
Is the penny drop yet?
Yeah.
All right, Liz.
Bugger.
It's Roy, you're live on Curl FM.
Oh, I in.
How's it going, darling?
Listen,
Listen,
I've been listening to you every bloody day.
What, hoping for a mention?
No, I just, you know, you converted me from my new board and over to you.